A blue bar crosses a black background and condenses into a circle. Touchstone Pictures. A golden light slides along the letters and flashes into a lightning bolt through the circle. Titles appear on tags on a variety of fashion items. Touchstone Pictures presents a Lawrence Mark production in association with Bungalow 78 Productions, Mira Sorvino, Lisa Kudrow, Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion. A woman's hands with fancy fake nails feel a variety of fabrics. Alan Cumming, Julia Campbell, and Janine Garofalo. Vincent Ventresca, Cameron Manheim, Mia Cotet, Elaine Hendricks, Kristen Bauer, Jacob Vargas, Justin Theroux. Casting by Marcia Ross. Score by Steve Bartek. Costume designer Mona May. Edited by David Finfer. Production designer Maine Burke. Director of Photography, Reynaldo Villalobos. Executive producers, Barry Kemp, Robin Schiff. Co-producer, Richard Luke Rothschild. Screenplay by Robin Schiff. Produced by Lawrence Mark. Directed by David Merkin. On a sunny day, people on a sandy beach sunbathe and play volleyball. The beach is bordered by palm trees and colorful low-rise buildings, including a narrow red brick apartment building with aquamarine-colored window frames and fire escapes. A window of a top apartment is open, curtained by a polka-dotted, diaphanous fabric. Inside, the TV is on.
How much is this, Rory?
It's very expensive.
It's very expensive.
Look, I got money to spend in here. I don't think we have anything for you.
You're obviously in the wrong place. Please leave.
You know, even though we've watched Pretty Woman like 36 times, I never get tired of making fun of it.
Oh, I know.
They watch from single beds.
Aw, poor thing. Look, they won't let her shop. Yeah, like those sales girls in Beverly Hills aren't bigger whores than she is.
I know.
Oh my God, listen to that sad, sad music as she leaves.
It's like boo-hoo.
But it is actually kind of sad.
Romy eats a snack glumly.
Anything you see here we can do, by the way. Get ready to have some fun, okay? Mary Pat, Mary Kate, Mary Frances, Tova, let's see it. Come on, bring it on.
Michelle stifles a sob. Romy looks at her.
I just get really happy when they finally let her shop.
Michelle checks out her full wardrobe.
Okay, so I have nothing to wear. We don't even have time to make anything new before we go out.
Well, what about this?
Did you lose weight?
Actually, I have been trying this new fat-free diet I invented. All I've had to eat for the past 6 days are gummy bears, jelly beans, and candy corns.
God, I wish I had your discipline.
Romy in red vinyl jacket, black vinyl skirt, and low-cut leopard skin top. She looks in a mirror.
I can't believe how cute I look.
I know. You know what? This is like the cutest we've ever looked.
Oh, it's definitely the cutest. Don't you love how we can just say that to each other and we know that we're not being conceited?
Oh, I know. No, we're just being honest.
Michelle's in a shiny blue mini dress with pale blue feather boa. Disco lights strobe in a dark club. Lots of people dance on floors at various levels. Blondes Romy and Michelle walk through the crowded venue.
God, I hope some cute guys get here tonight. They were cute last night.
Oh, they were cute.
Really cute.
Hey, Michelle, Romy.
We'll take two Diet Cokes.
Right, with extra cherries. Don't move. I'll be right back.
Okay. I have the yuckiest taste in my mouth from those taquitos.
Ew.
I hope I don't get indigestion. Hey, remember that time I barfed from bad Mexican food? It was so gross.
Oh my God, I hate throwing up in public.
Me too!
The dance floors are packed. Michelle, who has long blonde hair, and Romy, whose blonde hair is shoulder length, watch the dancers.
I can't believe it. There are absolutely no guys here tonight.
I know, none.
Come on, Michelle, let's just go dance with ourselves.
Okay.
They climb steps to a dance floor, head into the middle of the crowd, and dance.
Swear to God, sometimes I wish I were a lesbian.
You want to try and have sex sometime, just to see if we are?
What?
Yeah, right, Michelle. Just the thought of having sex with another woman creeps me out. But if we're not married by the time we're 30, ask me again.
Okay.
They stand in a pose, then start a dance routine. They raise their elbows, tip from side to side, spin, clap, then kick their feet from side to side. High up in the rafters, disco lights flash and flicker.
Two, four, three.
Day, she's at a cashier's desk.
2-4-3.
She speaks into a microphone.
2-4-3. Service. Number 2-4-3.
A line has formed at her desk.
During this century, boys.
She's in a high-end auto dealership. The people in the line look impatient.
Come on, Ramon, quit jerking off and bring the car around.
The woman at the front looks shocked. Ramon pulls up outside, then sashays into Romy's cashier's booth.
It's about time.
Romy, you are looking hot today.
Yeah, that's because I'm sweating like a pig in here.
Well, the air conditioning is working in the service office. You might want to come by and cool off later.
She takes the keys from him.
Yeah, Ramon, that'll happen. Sorry, ma'am. He is such an asshole.
The woman takes her keys and goes. The next customer.
I'm in a hurry.
Well, I'm going as fast as I can, Miss Mooney. Heather?
Checking the customer's card.
Heather Mooney? From Sagebrush High in Tucson?
Heather removes her shades.
Yeah?
It's Romy! Romy White!
You're shitting me.
No, this is so weird. I didn't know you were living in L.A.
Well, now that you know, will we be getting together a lot?
So, God, you're driving a new Jaguar? What do you do?
Ever hear of Lady Fair cigarettes?
The ones that burn down real fast?
Twice the taste and half the time for the gal on the go. I invented the quick-burning paper.
Heather draws on a cigarette and the paper burns quickly.
Wow.
You going to the reunion?
What reunion?
Our 10-year high school reunion in Tucson.
You're kidding me. It's been 10 years since high school? God, where have I been?
I'm stumped. Where?
Anyway, are you going?
I'd rather put this out in my ass.
I wonder why we didn't get an invitation. I mean, I'm sure Michelle would have told me if she got one.
Michelle Weinberger?
Mm-hmm.
Do you live with Michelle Weinberger?
Yeah.
I just thought maybe she'd be married to Sandy by now.
Sandy Frank?
Yes, Sandy Frank. He could barely contain his erection every time she was around. Why do you think he always carried that huge notebook?
The Frankazoid and Michelle, I'm sure. Besides, didn't you have a thing for Sandy in high school?
I did not have a thing. I did not have a thing. I did not have a thing.
That was to the line.
I was very much in love with him. Very much in love, and there's a difference. There's a difference.
That was to the woman behind.
There's a difference.
That was to Romy.
I have to go now.
Heather puts on her shades. Romy gives her a slip to sign.
Well, I guess I won't be seeing you at the reunion. But I'll tell everyone you said hi.
Why don't you tell everyone I said to go fuck themselves for making my teen years a living hell?
Oh, yeah, right.
Heather flounces off.
Finally.
Romy gestures one moment to the next customer and makes a call.
Michelle, you will never guess who I just ran into.
God, I cannot believe it's already been 10 years.
I know. Oh. There she is.
Oh. God, she was so weird.
She still is.
Why was she always, like, going behind that building?
Romy and Michelle are lying on a bed at home looking at a school yearbook. A flashback to dark-haired Heather walking behind a school building. She stands in the shadows, puts an unlit cigarette in her mouth, then looks over at a guy in a black cowboy hat who's standing by a gate.
Got a light?
The tall guy flicks his cigarette over to her. It lands at her feet.
Thank you.
I really appreciate that, because I'm not a human being or anything, you pathetic turd.
He walks off. Heather, who wears goth-style boots, picks up the butt end and lights her cigarette from it.
There should be a cigarette you can smoke all the way through between classes. A waste.
She throws her cigarette away.
Okay, find us.
Oh, okay.
Michelle turns pages.
Oh my God, do you remember what a big controversy it was for us to have our picture taken together?
Oh, yeah, well, Danny Weller, like, lodged that complaint, and, you know, because alphabetically he's supposed to be between us.
And then we said, okay, Danny, if you want to be between us, you can come to Michelle's house on Friday night and we'll be waiting.
That's right, he came over and we're like, Danny, it was a joke.
I know, and then we turned the sprinklers on him.
Oh, my God. Didn't he die?
I think so.
Yeah.
Turning to a photo of cheerleaders.
Oh my God, Michelle. Look, the A group.
Mm-hmm.
Christy Masters, Kelly Possinger, Lisa Luter, and Cheryl Quick.
So who would you say was in the B group?
Oh, the drama crowd. You know, like Casey Deegan and Mark Black.
Uh-huh. God, I had the hugest crush on Casey, remember?
Oh yeah.
God, I wonder why he never liked me.
A flashback. Casey and another guy give each other a seductive look.
So what group would you say we were in?
Well, we definitely weren't in the A group. But you know what? We weren't really in the B group either.
Okay, we weren't in the C group, were we?
What? Oh, no. Michelle, come on. I mean, that was like all the honor students and like the rejects, you know, like Sandy Frink and Heather Mooney.
Ew, look at them.
We were definitely not in that group.
Yes.
A flashback.
Michelle! Oh, Michelle, over here.
Sandy's ignored.
Want me to get your huge notebook for you?
Oh, Heather, I want to take another picture of you and Sandy for the yearbook, and I want to interview you too, because I think it would make a really interesting article for the roundup.
Oh, Toby, fuck off.
Okay, but can I take a picture of you first?
Sitting in a diner with a yearbook.
So, Romy, what group were we in?
Well, you know, I'm not sure that we were really in any group. I think maybe we were more like loners.
A photo of the student council.
Oh my God, there we are!
Yeah, and alone. Look, you know, even though I had to wear that stupid back brace and you were kind of fat, we were still totally cutting edge.
I love it when it's hamburger day.
Uh-huh.
Okay, smile. Great, thanks a lot.
Can I take a picture?
Hello, girls. Don't forget, you have detention after school today.
Oh, we won't, Mr. Lish.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
Geeky Mr. Lish glares at them and goes.
God, can you believe he just got married? Like, how desperate is she?
I know, it's like, hi, this is my husband. He dissects crayfish, but he has a really good personality.
They sit at an outdoor table with their meals. Romy sees a buff, bare-chested guy throwing a football.
Billy Christensen. Oh, he's so cute.
He is cute.
Really cute.
His bronzed skin glistens. They watch him as he walks.
Hi, Billy.
He shoots them a scornful look as he strides to a table and tickles a brunette who's with three blondes.
Oh, Billy! Oh, Billy, gosh, you're so slimy.
Romy watches.
I cannot believe he's with Christy Masters.
I know. She was, like, so transparent.
Did you hear her report in Miss Weigand's class? She actually thinks she's going to be a TV anchor woman. What a deludenoid.
At Christy's table.
Those weirdos are staring at us again.
They're obsessed with us. Look at what they're wearing. Where do you even get outfits that hideous?
They made them in home ec from their own patterns. Actually, I think they're semi-interesting.
Christy, Kelly, and Cheryl turn and grimace at Lisa.
In a freakish, off-putting sort of way, never mind.
Christy, come on, I'm hungry.
No, Billy, wait, I want to have some fun. Lisa, give me the bag.
Lisa smiles fiendishly and hands over a paper bag with something in it.
Here you go. You are so bad.
Christy takes magnets shaped like a banana and a carrot from the bag and gets up.
She is out of control.
Christy walks nonchalantly.
Michelle, Christy Masters is coming over here.
Wow, she never comes over.
Okay, just act cool.
They look awkward. Christy's hands are behind her back.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Christy.
So, you girls gonna try out for the spring musical?
Us?
Yeah, you should. It'll be fun.
She clips the magnets to Michelle's back brace.
Okay, why not?
Yeah, so, what musical are they doing?
The Music Man.
You're kidding! Oh, the Wells Fargo wagon is coming down the street. I love the Music Man.
Okay. Can I have the rest of this?
Christy takes a big bite out of Romy's burger.
Good.
See ya.
Christy goes. Michelle.
She can be really nice when she wants to be.
Sandy with Heather.
Michelle!
He leaves Heather and jogs over.
Uh-oh, don't look down. Here comes the Frinkazoid.
Oh, God, he is such a geek.
Hi, Michelle. Gee, Michelle, you're looking really lovely today.
Okay, see you in biology.
Her brace squeaks as she turns.
I thought I ought to tell you, Michelle. Christy Master stuck magnets on your back.
What?
She stuck magnets.
Michelle, you do have magnets on your back. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Christy's table watches as Michelle tries to get the magnets off.
Well, don't let them see you get upset. That's what they want. Oh, my God. Hey! I'm pretending you just said something hilarious. Now you laugh at me. Come on, do it.
The two get up and mince away. In the present, they sit in the diner looking at the yearbook. Romy stares at it and scowls.
God, that was so rude. I mean, you couldn't help it if you had scoliosis.
I know. And what a bitch taking your hamburger. I mean, what was that? God, remember the prom? You got so thin by then.
Oh, I know. I was so lucky getting mono. That was like the best diet ever.
I wonder if I'd gotten my brace off sooner or somebody would have invited me. I mean, other than Sandy Frank.
Well, nobody invited me either.
Well, at least we looked fantastic, and that is the most important thing.
A photo headed Perfect Affair comes alive.
Oh, gee, nice outfits, really. Oh, look, it's the Madonna twins.
At the prom, Christy and friends watch Romy and Michelle dance together. Michelle's out of her brace.
Okay, this is so typical. Of course, we're like the only ones who don't look like we're going to a hoedown.
Oh, I know. This town is like so unhip.
Ugh.
I can't wait till we move to LA.
Me too.
Everything's gonna happen for us there, Michelle. And we'll never look back.
Okay.
They're wearing 80s street urchin style outfits. As Romy spins, her topknot ponytail lashes Michelle.
Oh, oh, oh. That hurt, but I look really good.
Sugary blonde Cheryl gets up onto a podium.
It's time to announce the king and queen of the prom.
Ah.
And the winners are... Billy Christensen and Christy Masters!
Duh.
Christy's bestowed with a tiara and scepter.
God, Billy looks cute in his tux.
He does look cute.
Really cute.
Billy wears a crown.
Do you think this is the last night of school and I might never see him again? But maybe he would dance with me?
I bet he would. I mean, it's senior prom. Nobody's gonna say no to anyone tonight.
Romy gives a little shy smile and moves away slowly. Michelle dances alone. Sandy comes up.
Michelle, since this is the last night of school and all, would you care to dance with me once?
No.
She walks away. Heather approaches a deflated Sandy.
I'll dance with you.
Nah. It's no fun unless you really love the person.
Heather looks humiliated.
Thanks anyway.
Toby with drinks.
Okay, who can name the capitals of all the 50 states?
Okay, Toby, fuck off.
Heather, can't you be a little bit more sensitive?
Can you be more sensitive?
You are a jerk off!
Heather goes. Sandy turns to chubby Toby, who wears braces on her teeth.
Albuquerque?
Albany?
Heather stomps to a dark corner outside the school building. Putting an unlit cigarette between her lips, she searches in her purse for a light. A lit cigarette butt drops at her feet. She sees the rangy guy in the black cowboy hat.
Why are you tormenting me? Why don't you go fuck a sheep, or your sister, or yourself? Brain-dead redneck asshole?
The handsome guy walks away. Heather turns away, then runs back, drops to her knees, picks up the butt, and lights her cigarette from it. In the glitzy ballroom, Billy, wearing his crown, stands beside a banquet, stuffing his face. Romy, wearing her black skimpy outfit, approaches him shyly.
Billy?
He looks at her blankly.
Hi. Do you want to dance?
He hangs his head.
I mean, it's just because this song is, like, so great. Never mind. Unless, you know, you want to.
Yeah, I mean, sure, why not?
She gazes up at him.
Really?
Could you wait here? I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay.
Romy, wearing a sparkly collar, watches him go and smiles. Billy hurries across a lawn.
Hey, Christy. That Romy girl just asked me to dance with her.
Oh, you're kidding me. Oh, that's pathetic.
What should I do?
Let me take care of this.
Christy, wearing a fussy prom dress, walks off. Michelle sniffs an asparagus spear, then waggles it about.
Michelle? Oh, God, okay. So what'd he say? Sure. Why not?
Oh, my God.
They jump up and down, then hug.
Thanks a lot, Romy.
What?
Thanks for stealing my boyfriend.
What are you talking about?
Billy just broke up with me. Apparently, he's had a crush on you since Mr. Roswell's class, and now that he knows that you like him, he doesn't want to pretend with me anymore. My life was perfect, and you ruined it.
Christy goes.
I swear to God, Christy, I didn't even think he'd dance with me.
Wow, she is really PO'd. This is so cool.
Oh, I know. You know what is so weird? I had this dream where Billy was, like, in love with me. And, I mean, he was in a wheelchair, but still it's like it's coming true or something.
Uh-huh.
How's my hair?
Perfect. Okay, Romy, you look so good with blonde hair and black roots. It's, like, not even funny.
I have to say, this is turning out to be one of the very best nights of my entire life.
Yay!
Behind them, a smiling Christy rides on the back of Billy's motorcycle. On the softly lit outdoor dance floor bedecked with balloons, couples slow dance to the music. Just beyond lies a lawn furnished with tables and trees with fairy lights. Romy and Michelle stand at the edge of the dance floor, looking miserably at all the slow dancing couples.
You know, maybe he's like passed out in the bathroom. Want me to go check?
He's not in the bathroom, Michelle.
Romy sobs gently.
I'll dance with you, Romy.
Okay.
Okay.
Romy's arms hang by her sides and she stares down as she walks slowly onto the dance floor with Michelle. They wrap their arms around each other and Romy rests her head on Michelle's shoulder as they slow dance. The two friends' trashy outfits and makeup is in stark contrast to the pretty pastels and frilly dresses of the other young women. Lanterns and strings of lights glow in the night. The image spins to the present. Romy closes the yearbook.
We just waited and waited. God, I was such an idiot.
Well, wait till he sees you now. You are so much cuter than you were in high school.
I guess I'm cuter.
Yeah, and look at the way we live. I mean, just our lifestyle. You know, I mean, we live in LA and they are still stuck in Tucson.
Michelle sips from a mug. Romy ponders.
You know what, Michelle? You're right. We are gonna go back there and blow them away.
Now they're in a laundromat.
Boy, there's a lot of questions to answer. Why do we have to fill these out?
They want to know what we've been doing for the past 10 years.
Oh.
Okay, here we go. Name.
Oh, we're having so much fun already.
Oh, I know.
I cannot wait for this reunion.
Me too. Occupation. Cashier.
Unemployed.
No, don't write that. Okay, so your last job was as a sales girl? So say you're a freelance fashion consultant.
Ooh, clever.
Relationship status? Married.
Nope.
Engaged?
No.
Living with someone?
Should I say you?
I guess so.
Okay.
They sit with their questionnaires on clipboards. Romy suddenly looks glum.
You know, Michelle?
Yeah?
Now that I'm looking at this, Our lives don't seem as impressive as I thought.
They don't?
Well, do you think it's impressive that we're still single and we've been living together for 10 years and I'm a cashier and you're unemployed?
Well, not super impressive.
Well, then what's the point of going if we're not going to impress people?
Well,
They look deflated as laundry tumbles in a dryer behind them. At home, they sit gloomily on the sofa.
Romy, I still really, really, really want to go.
I know, me too.
Well, then can't we just, like, think of something?
Okay. Well, the reunion is still, like, 2 weeks away, right?
Right.
And all we really need is maybe some, like, better jobs and boyfriends, right?
Yeah. But, okay, if those things were so easy to get, wouldn't we already have them?
Well, I mean, we never really tried before. I mean, we never really had a good enough reason, like going to a reunion, to motivate us.
That's true.
Okay. So we're just gonna have to make ourselves more impressive, that's all. So I'm gonna go out and bag us some boyfriends, while you can look for a cool new job.
Okay.
Plus, I hate to say it, but I really think that we should lose some weight.
Oh.
Romy takes a bag of chips from Michelle and removes the half-eaten chip from her hand.
Oh.
She drops it back in the bag.
I think that, like, one chip makes a difference. It wasn't even a whole chip.
Now, people exercise vigorously in a gym. Michelle and Romy are on exercise bikes wearing skimpy, garish outfits. Romy studies a document.
All right. According to this chart, if we want to lose a pound a day, we have to burn twice as many calories as we eat. So that means if we want to burn 4,000 calories, we only have to run 20 miles a day.
Hey, Romy, remember Mrs. Shivas' class? There was, like, always a word problem. Like, there's a guy in a rowboat going X miles, and the current is going, like, you know, some other miles. And how long does it take him to get to town? It's like, who cares? Who wants to go to town with a guy who drives a rowboat?
Okay, guys, let's jump!
They follow the trainer and bounce up and down on their seats as they pedal.
Hey, Michelle.
Yeah?
What does this remind you of?
Oh, I know. This lady is totally sick.
Later, wearing a stunning red miniskirt suit that accentuates her long legs, Michelle enters a high-end designer boutique.
Let me just say that I am, like, really familiar with the entire Versace line, and if you would just give me a chance, I know I could, like, sell the shit out of this stuff.
The manager gapes.
And to me, fashion is just, it's like everything. It's... By the way, that blouse, hi, that blouse looks great on you.
Thank you.
And see, I make a great salesperson because I just have this, like, really believable way of telling people that they look really good, even though I'm just like, you know.
Michelle clenches a fist and moves it back and forth near her mouth. The customer looks miffed.
I think she heard me.
Thank you so much for coming.
That's okay, you're welcome.
I don't think we'll be requiring any new staff.
You're not taking on any what?
Staff. Employees.
Oh, staff. Okay, I didn't understand with your big accent. I couldn't figure it out. Oh, okay.
Fine. You know, you really shouldn't let people fill out applications if you don't want them to actually try to get a job here. No, that's all I have to say.
In the disco, a guy walks up to Romy, who's standing alone, clutching a handbag that looks like an ice bucket.
Hi. Hey, great suit. Is that an Armani?
Yes, it is.
I thought so. So what do you do?
I'm a suit salesman.
Would you excuse me? I cut my foot before and my shoe is filling up with blood.
Wearing a silver sleeveless mini dress, she feigns a limp and goes. Day, red canopies outside an extremely chic store. Michelle, wearing a yellow suit with orange and white gingham lapels and cuffs, removes her shades as she enters the store. In an office with a suited man.
Yeah, well, my first choice was to work at a boutique on Rodeo Drive, but this would be okay.
Well, thank you. Unfortunately, we don't have any openings here right now.
Are you serious?
Although we might have an opening at our discount outlet.
Okay, well, what street would that be on?
At the gym, women kickbox with punching bags. They alternate between punching and kicking their heavy bags. Michelle and Romy are working out. Romy's working hard. Michelle's half-hearted.
Come on, Michelle. At this point, any job is better than no job at all. A discount outlet? Me?
She thinks, then kicks hard.
Fine. So any boyfriends yet? No. All the guys with good jobs must be going to some other club.
Well, you know where Dana met her new boyfriend? He's a William Morris agent.
Whoa, showbiz, good job. Where?
A dressed-up Romy stands.
Hi. My name is Romy, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Romy. Hey.
And you also get a 5% employee discount over and above our everyday low prices.
Michelle's shown around the discount outlet.
I got this tie for a dollar.
You paid a whole dollar for that?
I betcha.
An elderly woman in a woolen hat looks at sneakers.
One of our regulars. So what do you think?
Yeah, I'd like to go away.
On the set of a dating game show, prospective contestants wait in a long line. Romy walks right past them and slaps her application down on the table.
I know I'm supposed to wait in that line, but listen, I wouldn't even be here if this weren't, like, a dating emergency.
Our cutoff is 25. Try VH1.
At the gym, people work on treadmills. A gloomy Romy and Michelle, wearing identical flashy, chunky high heels, walk slowly in sync on their treadmills. Romy's dressed in a sparkly mauve crop top and miniskirt. Michelle is in a red crop top and blue miniskirt.
The reunion's less than a week away. I mean, I just can't believe you turned down a job.
Well, I thought the idea was to impress people. I mean, how am I going to impress anyone by selling Banlon smocks at Bargain Mart?
Romy sulkily bashes a button to stop her machine.
I'm sick of this. I'm going to go weigh myself.
In the locker room, Romy gets on the scales and moves the weights. Michelle joins her in the room.
Oh, God! I've been killing myself for 8 days, and I gained a pound!
That's impossible. Did you deduct 16 pounds for your shoes?
Just forget it. I'm not going.
What?
Come on, get real, Michelle. We're idiots. You can't get jobs and boyfriends and lose weight in 2 weeks.
But I thought you said we could.
Romy turns from her locker and stares at Michelle sullenly. At their apartment, a mountain of empty chocolate and cookie wrappers is on the coffee table, along with jelly beans and a load of candy. The two friends sit glumly on the floor. Romy eats raw cookie dough straight from the package while Michelle reads a magazine. Between them, a ginger cat licks at a plate of food on the sofa.
Wow. God, the top female executives are all so pretty.
She eats a spoonful of food.
Those aren't the actual executives, Michelle. Those are models.
Oh, I thought they looked familiar. God, they really look like executives, don't they?
That's only because they're wearing those stupid suits and phony glasses and carrying briefcases.
Huh.
Oh my God, Michelle, that's it! We can go to the reunion and just pretend to be successful. I mean, who's gonna know? They're in Tucson, we're here. We can just show up looking like businesswomen.
Oh my God. Wait, oh. But if the people at the reunion see us drive up in a Nova, won't they know we're not really businesswomen?
If you can make us the clothes, I can get us the car.
At work, wearing a skimpy, tight-fitting dress, Romy struts across the garage repair shop and enters an office where a bunch of mechanics are watching TV.
Clear out, boys. I need to talk to Romy.
Go.
He turns off the TV and gazes at Romy in her bright pink dress.
Yes, cara mia?
Michelle and I have this high school reunion to go to. We need to show up in a really cool car.
Yeah?
Todd told me that he gave you a really great deal on an XJS convertible and that you're fixing it up.
Yeah?
So?
She cups her chin in her hand.
Can I borrow your car?
If I loan you my car, what do I get?
What do you want?
Oh, Romy, you know what I want.
Oh, forget it! I'm not gonna have sex with you just to borrow your stupid car.
I gotta get something.
She stares at him pensively.
Okay. Close the blinds, and we'll work something out.
Workers listen in.
Oh, Ramon. Mi capitan, mi amor. You are Columbus and I am America. Discover me, Ramon. Just discover me.
Explosions. The earth is moving.
Explosions! The earth is moving!
Oh, is that an earthquake? No, it's Ramon.
Is that an earthquake? No, it's Ramon! Ah, it's Ramon!
Man stallion, fill me with your giant love wand.
What? No, I'm sorry, I don't think so.
I mean, we'll say something nice about my penis.
Oh, Ramon, your penis is so powerful. I'm coming. Okay, thanks. Get off me now.
Oh, come on.
You wanted it to be believable.
Romy drives along the promenade in a convertible with the top down. She pulls up outside her apartment block, and Michelle, wearing a brightly colored mini dress, comes down the steps with luggage.
Yeah, I did. All right, let's get going.
Oh, this is gonna be so much fun.
So what'd you have to do to get it?
I had to give all the guys in the service department hand jobs.
Well, while you were doing that, I taped all the nostalgic songs from high school to get us in the mood.
Michelle?
Huh?
I was kidding.
What?
You actually think I would do something like that? For a car.
Michelle scrunches up her nose.
Okay, just get in.
Okay.
Having put her pink valise and large makeup box in the trunk, Michelle gets in the car.
Hey, look what else I got us, little lady.
Oh my God, it's a flip phone.
Uh-huh.
How'd you get this?
I bought it.
Romy shuts the trunk and gets in.
Okay.
Bejeweled and wearing big sunglasses, they fasten their seatbelts.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Let's do it.
Not gotta cut loose, cut loose. King on the Sunday.
idea what the rest of the lyrics are.
Me neither. Woo! Watch out, Tucson! Here we come! Shit!
The car backfires and stops. Romy gives Michelle a look and sets off again. They drive along a freeway. Romy moves her head and shoulders to the beat. They travel alongside the tail end of a station wagon. Michelle looks over at it and sees a kid staring at her through a window. He sticks his tongue out at her. She looks cross and sticks hers out at him. They proceed to exchange grimaces.
This kid is so obnoxious.
He flattens his face against the window.
Oh my God. What is with that kid? I don't know. He's sick.
Michelle raises her window, presses her open mouth against it, and licks the window with the tip of her tongue. They get level with the driver. He and his wife look across at her in horror.
Oh, I'm sorry, no. No, not you, no. I was trying to scare your little boy.
She looks at the mark on her window.
Oh my God, are my lips that big?
At a gas station diner, Michelle and Romy come out of the ladies' room wearing smart dark suits.
All right, now just remember, from this point on, we are sophisticated, educated, successful career women.
Right, okay.
They sashay to the counter.
God, this underwear is totally riding up my butt crack.
A short, elderly woman is serving.
Yeah, hello. We need something to go.
Okay.
Do you have some sort of businesswoman special?
Come again?
Well, we're businesswomen.
Yeah, from LA.
And you know, some places have like a lunch special?
For businesswomen.
We don't have anything like that.
Well, then why don't you just give us two burgers and fries and Diet Cokes, because we're in a hurry.
We're doing Tucson later, for a business thing, you know.
What kind of business you in?
They stare blankly at the woman who's wearing an old-fashioned waitress's uniform with a paper hat. Back on the road, Michelle toys with a cootie catcher while Romy drives.
I can't believe we never thought of what to say we did for a living.
Which one of these guys will I have sex with at the reunion?
Romy tosses the cootie catcher away.
Ooh, Casey Deegan!
Come on, now we're running out of time.
Michelle's holding a huge soda in a to-go cup.
I know. Why don't we say that we own our own company?
Ooh, good.
Like what? Like what if we invented something?
Like what?
Well, okay, I think it should be like something that everybody has heard about, but nobody really knows who invented it. Oh my God, I've got it! Post-its! Everybody knows what Post-its are.
Yeah. They're the little yellow things with the stick-em on the back, right? Okay.
Okay, we're working in this advertising agency after college.
Oh, college, good one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we have like this big like presentation to make to like a client. So we're like brainstorming and all of a sudden we're out of paperclips.
Good.
And so, okay, so then I say, okay, wouldn't it be great if there was like this like stick-em on the back of this paper, so like if I laid it on top of that other paper, it would just stay, you know, like without a paperclip?
Yes.
Ah. So then you've got like this grandfather, this uncle that like has like a paper company or a paper mill, and he's like really into it, and the rest is history. Oh my God, it is perfect. Wow, don't you think?
Well, yeah, but
Well, yeah, but what?
I don't know. I mean, it just sounds like you invented Post-its all by yourself, you know? I mean, what did I do?
Well, it was your grandfather or uncle.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, so we could say that you were like the designer. Like, I thought of them, but you thought of making them yellow.
Oh, well, no, but it's like most of these people have like known us since elementary school.
I just think that you're more believable as a designer rather than as an inventor. You know?
Uh-huh. Michelle turns up the music. Romy pulls over.
What are you doing?
Look, you're obviously pissed at me.
No, come on, why should I be pissed at you? Just because now I know how you really feel about me.
Oh my God, I knew this would happen. I mean, I try for once to be honest with you, and it blows up in my face.
Michelle, wearing a pink scarf tied at the nape of her neck, gets out of the car.
God. You want to be honest? Okay, good. Let's be honest.
Romy gets out.
I let you have the ideas.
What?
Yeah, I let you have the idea so you won't feel so bad that I'm cuter.
You are not cuter, Michelle.
I am so cuter. It's like common knowledge, Romy. Everybody thinks so. I'm the Mary and you're the Rhoda.
That's ridiculous. You're the Rhoda. You're the Jewish one.
Oh my God, I'm talking cuteness-wise, Romy, okay? And cuteness-wise, I'm the Mary.
That's crazy. You have absolutely no proof that you're cuter.
Oh, proof? You want proof? Okay, fine. Who lost their virginity first?
Oh, big wow with your cousin Barry. I wouldn't brag about it.
Okay. So who always gets asked to dance first when we go to clubs, huh? No wonder you couldn't find us boyfriends, Romy.
They're on a long, straight desert road. Michelle walks off. Romy follows.
Well, so what? You can't even get a job. I carry you, Michelle. Without me, you'd be lost.
That is such a lie.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's just see. Let's split up and see what happens.
What do you mean, split up?
When we get to Tucson, we're going our own separate ways.
Okay, good. Fine, I don't care.
Fine!
Fine.
As of Tucson, we're finished.
Well,
drive fast.
The tires kick up dust as the car pulls away. Night. The luxury car is parked in a valet parking area of an exotic-looking white hotel with a terracotta roof, arched windows, and dome towers. Lawns and palm trees surround the building. Michelle gets out of the car and walks towards the softly lit entrance of the Indian Palms Hotel. Festive lights adorn the vegetation bordering the walkway to the main door. Ahead of Michelle, Romy enters the hotel, letting the heavy wooden doors close behind her as Michelle reaches them. Michelle enters and heads through more large doors. The reunion is in full swing in the Crystal Room. Michelle walks elegantly through the crowd. Romy is there and approaches Billy, who's standing beside a formally laid circular table. He waves to someone, unaware of Romy.
Wow. Billy Christensen? Romy White.
No way. God, you look fantastic. I mean, I never would have recognized you in a million years.
Thanks.
So, what have you been doing since high school?
Well, believe it or not, I invented Post-its.
Michelle looks on and scoffs. Michelle scans about. Her eyes widen and she turns abruptly to look at Christy with her cohort, all looking flashy. Christy.
So I told Prescott you can either pay me the $150 or I am out of here, bye-bye. I mean, there are at least 12 other major markets that would put me on the air tomorrow.
Wow, so you did it? You're an anchor woman?
No, I'm a weather girl. I'm the highest rated 5 o'clock news in Tucson. So, Michelle, what are you up to?
Okay, I invented Post-its.
You're kidding. You must have made a fortune.
Well, yeah.
No offense, Michelle, but how in the world did you think of Post-its?
Michelle looks hurt. She glances back at Romy talking to Billy as they walk.
And I invented them totally by myself. I mean, all Michelle did was say, what about making them yellow?
Really?
Michelle hears as they pass and looks both upset and angry.
Actually, I invented a special kind of glue.
Oh, really? Well, then I'm sure you wouldn't mind giving us a detailed account of exactly how you concocted this miracle glue, would you?
No. Well, ordinarily, when you make glue, first you need to thermoset your resin, and then after it cools, you mix in epoxide, which is really just a fancy schmancy name for any simple oxygenated adhesive, right? Then I thought maybe, just maybe, you could raise the viscosity by adding a complex glucose derivative during the emulsification process. And it turns out I was right.
They gape at her. Cheryl.
Huh? I don't believe it. You must be the most successful person in our graduating class.
Uh-huh. And you're not. Bye.
Elegant Michelle sashays away, smiling triumphantly to herself. Billy's at the wheel of the convertible.
This is so great.
He gazes at her.
Romy?
He tentatively raises a hand to her cheek.
Can I ask you something?
They lean in, about to kiss.
Romy! You will not believe what just happened. Michelle, can't you see that I am busy? Fine. Okay, just forget it.
Michelle struts off. A stretched limo hits her. She lands on the roof and rolls along it.
Oh! Oh! Ow! 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 Ow!
She rolls off the back.
Oh, come on.
God, are you all right?
What do you think?
I am so sorry. My driver didn't see you. Please, come. I have boxes of Kleenex in my limo. Let me make it up to you.
She looks back at the limo.
Okay.
She ignores his outstretched hand and goes to get in. He gets in alongside her and the interior lights dim.
Oh my God.
He hands her tissues.
Here, help yourself, Michelle.
Thanks. Wait, how do you know my name?
It's me, Michelle. Sandy.
Sandy Frank?
Uh-huh.
But you're so dreamy.
Well, when I made my first million, my present to myself was a new face.
Okay, I'm not just saying this, but you really picked a good one.
Thanks.
In the convertible...
I had this notebook with Mrs. Romy Christensen written on it like about 1,000 times. Now you think I'm some sort of geek?
Billy smiles gently.
No. Not at all. I'm flattered.
Christy minces over to them.
Hi, Billy. I've been looking all over for you. You want to dance once? You know, for old time's sake.
Romy sits tensely. Billy stares down, then looks at Romy and realization dawns.
No thanks.
Christy's smile fades.
Now this one to Romy.
He gazes at Romy, then gets out of the car. He goes to open Romy's door, pushing Christy out of the way with it as it opens. He offers Romy his hand and she gets out. Glass in hand, Christy stands open mouth. In the limo, Michelle and Sandy kiss hungrily. Her legs are across his lap. Above them, the sunroof is open. Toby looks in through it.
Hey, you guys! They're about to announce the winners of the vote! Come on!
Vote? What vote?
Let's go. We gotta get in there.
Okay.
He hauls himself up out of the sunroof effortlessly.
Wait, I can't find my top.
She's wearing a black bra.
Where are you?
Sandy holds Michelle's hand as they enter the Christie room. His shirt is undone and she's still minus her top. Enlarged photos of Christie have been placed in the recesses of three arched balconies overlooking the room. Billy on a podium.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
I bet everyone is as anxious as I am to hear the results of the vote.
What vote?
The person voted most changed for the better since high school is...
It's a tie. It's a tie! The most changed for the better since high school are Romy White and Michelle Weinberger!
They look delighted. Sandy kisses Michelle.
Honey, go on up there and get your medal.
Okay. How weird. I didn't even know we were voting.
Wearing only her bra and the short skirt of her suit, she sets off. Romy goes to get her medal. She and Billy hug. He lifts her and spins her around. He puts her down and kisses her passionately. With her pals, Christy downs her drink as she watches and scowls.
Get me another daiquiri.
Michelle climbs steps to the stage and looks out at the beaming, applauding crowd. Billy places a medal on a ribbon around Michelle's neck.
There we go.
She goes to the mic.
I'm sorry, I couldn't find my top.
Sandy comes up on stage, kisses her, then looks at the medal against her body.
Honey, that is beautiful.
Beside them, Billy kisses Romy, who looks over at Michelle. The women's eyes lock and they continue to stare at each other as their men gently draw them away to opposite sides of the stage. High arched windows behind the stage are festooned with decorations. Necklaces of holiday lights are draped from a glitter ball to the rails of gallery landings. The limo and the convertible are now parked in the room. Michelle gets in the limo and Sandy waves to the crowd before getting in. The limo and the convertible with Romy and Billy in it set off slowly. High above them are Christy's smiling photos. Christy herself folds her arms and sulks as she watches. The crowd follow as the limo leads the way sedately along the carpeted walkway from the hotel, then peels off to the left. The luxury car peels off to the right. The two friends look back sadly at each other as they drive off slowly into the night. Day, 70 years later, in a grand house.
May I take that for you, son?
No, no, no. You leave me alone.
A decrepit Sandy puts down a tray.
Looking at your medal from the reunion again, dear?
A decrepit Michelle in a red dress.
You miss her, don't you?
Duh.
They sit together.
Michelle.
She puts down her medal.
Have you been terribly unhappy with me all these years?
Oh, no. No, Sandy.
Oh, good.
I've just been lonely with no one to talk to.
Oh.
Michelle's hair is long and white.
Why don't you call her?
Okay.
Yeah.
She reaches stiffly to call on a high-tech tabletop device. A man appears on a holographic screen.
Hello?
Billy Christensen.
Oh, no, I'm Billy Jr.
Oh, Billy, honey, is your mommy home?
Well, yeah, but she can't come to the phone right now. I mean, she's on her deathbed.
Romy.
Oh, dear.
Billy, honey. Tell your mommy that Michelle Weinberger Frink is on the phone and would very much like to speak with her.
He looks through an open door to Romy lying eyes closed in bed.
No. Not until you admit that I'm the Mary and you're the Rhoda.
I'm the Mary! I'm the Mary. You're
pasty hag on a deathbed.
Romy makes a rude gesture.
I'm the Mary.
Everybody knows.
Way to go, honey.
Michelle presses a button and cancels the call. She presses twice more. In the present, a horn wakes Michelle in the convertible.
Oh, we're really here.
A valet approaches another car nearby.
God. Thanks for not waking me up, Romy. God, what a bitch.
The occupants of the other car leave it with the valet. Michelle gets out of the car and adjusts her skirt. She shuts the door and heads along a red carpet into a low-level concrete building with palms along the front of it. Soft lights glow either side of the entrance. In a large room with chandeliers, a crowd of people stands chatting. Tables are formally and decoratively laid. Some of the people are bobbing around on a dance floor. As Romy enters the reunion, an elegantly dressed brunette calls out to her.
Hey, Romy White.
Hey!
Where's Michelle?
I don't know. Anybody see Billy Christensen?
By the bar.
Thanks, man.
Romy heads over. Michelle walks past a woman at the front desk who calls out.
Oh, excuse me. You can't come in without a name tag.
Oh, okay. Michelle Weinberger.
Oh my God, Michelle Weinberger? My God, you look great! It's me, Toby. Oh, Toby Walters.
Uh-huh.
Okay, oh, here it is. Here is your name tag, and Romy is already inside.
I could care less. I am not here with Romy.
You're kidding me.
No, we're not even friends anymore. We had this big falling out over Post-its.
Post-its.
It's a long story.
See ya.
Wait.
Michelle heads on in. In the reunion, Romy moves slowly through the crowd and looks towards the bar. She spots a group of men and a blonde talking. Her expression melts when she sees Billy laughing and talking in the group. Smiling nervously and composing herself, she walks on, her eyes fixed on Billy. She bumps into a woman who turns to her.
Ooh, excuse me.
Hi, Romy. How are you?
Lisa Luter?
Yes.
So, where's the rest of the A group?
Oh, they're around here someplace. We sort of lost touch over the years.
Wow. Isn't it weird when you're not friends with your friends anymore?
I mean, Michelle and I just fell out of touch about 2 hours ago. Because she's selfish and she always, like, devalues me. And I'm sick of it, you know?
Michelle's addressing a group of East Asian people who stare at her blankly.
God, you guys are easy to talk to.
I invented Post-its.
Chic Lisa looks impassive.
You know, the yellow things with the stick
yes,
on the back?
Yes, I know what they are.
So, what are you up to?
I'm an associate fashion editor for Vogue.
Wow! What? Good job! Boy, I must have, like, every single issue of Vogue for the past 10 years.
Okay, well, it was very nice talking with you.
Nice talking to you, too.
Lisa walks away.
Okay.
Romy's attention turns back to the bar. She looks alarmed when Billy is no longer there. She then sees Christy giggling with Kelly and Cheryl. All three are pregnant. Romy glares at them. Christy chats.
It was so cute. My mom gave us a new car seat for the baby. And when the box arrived, little Jake looks up at me and says, Mommy, is that the baby?
Oh, I wish.
Hey, everyone. And so we meet again.
Oh, hi.
Checking her name tag.
Romy White. You're the chubby girl.
Oh, well, I was, but I haven't been for a really long time. So, what are all of you up to? Christy, in the yearbook, you said that you wanted Jane Pauley's job. Are you a big TV news anchor woman now?
Oh, no. I don't even watch TV anymore. My priorities have changed since I became a mommy. Can you believe this is number 3?
Wow, 3 kids. God, you must feel really tied down.
Christy's smile fades.
Not at all. I feel very fulfilled. Besides, Billy always wanted a big family.
Christy smiles and sucks on her drink straw.
Billy Christensen?
Mm-hmm.
You married Billy Christensen?
Mm-hmm. For almost 10 years now, Billy's in real estate development.
She flashes her sparkly wedding ring and smiles cattily.
So how about you? Any kids?
Oh, I just haven't had time, you know. I was running my own business and all.
Your own business?
Yeah. I invented Post-its.
They gape.
No, really, what do you do?
That's what I do. I invented Post-its.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Well, I've made a lot of money.
Oh, you know who they say has made a ton of money? Sandy Frink.
The Frinkazoid?
Yeah, he invented some special kind of rubber that's used in every tennis shoe in North America.
Hey, if anybody needs to make a call, I've got a phone.
She shows the big flip phone. They exchange looks and stifle smiles. Petite, dark-haired Heather, dressed in her customary black, marches in an ungainly fashion towards Toby's front desk.
Sandy Frink here.
No. Oh, but you can't go in without a name tag.
Fuck off.
Heather Mooney? Oh my God, you're exactly the same.
Michelle to Lisa.
Oh my God, Heather Mooney is here?
Michelle walks off.
This ought to be so good.
Romy's still with the A group.
Oh, hot. Don't look now. It's Heather Mooney.
What?
Hello, Romy.
Heather, you said you weren't coming.
Yeah, well, since Sandy and Michelle aren't married. What a waste of a tank of gas, huh?
Michelle's watching.
Okay, well, come on. I'll help you go find him.
He's not here. I already asked Toby, dumb fuck. Obviously, I've interrupted. Why don't you just go back to ignoring me like you did in high school?
No, you can stay. We're just discussing our class success stories. So, what are you up to?
Ever hear Lady First Cigarettes? I invented the quick-burning paper.
Wow. We have a whole class full of inventors.
Meaning?
Oh, you know, Sandy Frink invented something, too. Hey! Isn't that Sandy you're over there now?
What did Sandy invent?
Some kind of rubber.
Romy here invented Post-its.
You did not.
Yeah, I did.
You did not?
Yeah, I did.
You did not?
Yeah, well, who did then?
A guy named Art Fry from the 3M Corp. We started in business school.
Christy smirks. Romy looks crestfallen.
You're kidding me. You just made all that up?
Romy looks humiliated. Heather walks off. Watching, Michelle's gleeful expression has turned to a sympathetic one.
God, you're so weird.
Michelle walks up.
Why don't you just leave her alone?
Michelle.
Oh. It's the back brace girl.
Hi, back brace girl.
Oh, shut up. And what are you picking on us for anyway? We are not the ones who got fat.
We're pregnant, you half-wit.
Oh, yeah? Well, I hope your babies look like monkeys. Come on, Romy.
Michelle gently pushes Romy away. Head bowed, Romy rushes to a quiet corner of the room where there is a long mirror. Michelle follows her and strokes Romy's arm as she weeps.
Oh, Romy.
Oh, wait, just leave me alone. Why did I even come back here?
Well, you know what? There are worse things than telling some dumb story and having everybody laugh at you.
What? What?
Like losing your best friend? You know, I mean, I had the worst dream, Romy. I dreamt that we weren't friends. And we were really, really old. But I mean, like, we were, like, really, really old. And we weren't friends. I can't stand that we're mad at each other. Okay, I'm sorry I said all those things. You're as cute as me. You are. And in some cultures, maybe cuter.
I'm sorry, too. I shouldn't have said that you weren't smart enough to invent Post-its.
Well, I mean, maybe I'm not. Although in my dream, I did know the formula for glue. So, are we friends again?
Well, duh.
Okay. Then you know what? It doesn't even matter that we told, like, what, four people some dumb lie? Who cares?
Christy on a podium.
Hi, everybody. Settle down. Hi. I'm Christy Masters Christensen. I have been asked to formally welcome you all to Sagebrush High's 10-year reunion.
Michelle and Romy rejoin the crowd.
We have come a long way in the past 10 years. Our own Lisa Luter is helping set the style for the country as a fashion editor for Vogue magazine.
Lisa, who has a stylish short haircut, smiles smugly and waves. Heather rolls her eyes.
And Travis McKinney is in his fifth year as a member of the Dallas Cowboys football team.
Heather takes a swig of beer and lets it spill out of her mouth as she pretends to chatter inanely.
And Romy and Michelle claimed they invented Post-its.
The two friends stand awkwardly. Romy shakes her head, flounces off. Michelle follows. They exit the room. Romy flings her bag.
All I ever wanted was for people to think that we were better than we were in high school. And now we're just a stupid joke, just like we always were.
She sits down huffily.
No, Romy.
Michelle sits beside her.
Can I tell you the truth? I never knew that we weren't that great in high school. I mean, we always had so much fun together. I thought high school was a blast. And until you told me that our lives weren't good enough, I thought everything since high school was a blast. I think we should go back out there as ourselves and just have fun like we always do. The hell with everyone else.
I don't think I can.
Well, do you think you can stop being such a baby? God, I feel like I've been, like, chasing you all over this reunion. We have come all this way. Now we are going to enjoy ourselves whether you like it or not.
God, Michelle, I've never seen this side of your personality before. You're so bossy and domineering. I like it.
Me too.
Michelle and Romy get their luggage out of the convertible and change. They walk down the red carpet together. Michelle's in a short, sparkly pink dress with a pink fur trim. Romy's in a short, sparkly blue dress.
Don't believe it. What's that? They're back.
Christy and friends watch them approaching.
Nice outfits. Post-its must be really lucrative.
All eyes turn toward Michelle and Romy as they walk through the crowd.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Oh yeah, Michelle, I am so sure.
They walk up to the A group.
What the hell is your problem, Christy? Why are you always such a nasty bitch? You get some kind of sick pleasure from torturing other people? I mean, yeah, okay. So Michelle and I did make up some lame story. We only did it because we wanted you to treat us like human beings. But you know what I finally realized? I don't care if you like us, because we don't like you. You're a bad person with an ugly heart, and we don't give a flying fuck what you think.
The A group are incredulous.
Come on, Michelle.
Okay. And, yeah.
They walk away.
It's unbelievable. They're as deluded about their lives as they are about those hideous clothes.
Lisa.
Actually, Christy, they've got nice lines, a fun, frisky use of color. All in all, I'd have to say they're really not bad.
Christy and friends look peeved. Michelle and Romy surprised. Christy rolls her eyes. Lisa smirks at her.
Well, we still think they're ridiculous, don't we, girls?
Her friends either side wince and look uncertain. Kelly looks away.
Why don't you just let them think for themselves for once?
You're just jealous. Because unlike a certain ball-busting, dried-up career woman I might mention, we're all happily married.
That's right, Christy. Keep telling yourself that.
Christy Steris daggers at her. Lisa walks away, her hands in the trouser pockets of her chic white suit. The A group are jostled as women stream towards Romy and Michelle.
I do love those outfits.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, great.
Thanks. Michelle made them.
Well, I just sewed them. We both designed them.
50-50.
Wow.
Yeah, that's so cool. Well, it's been really terrific seeing all of you. Come on, Michelle.
Oh, okay, bye.
Heather.
Hi. I am sorry that I blew your big lie for you.
Hey, that's okay. It was better this way anyway.
It's ironic, isn't it? I really thought you guys had it made in high school.
Us?
Yes, you, with your long hair and your long legs, walking on your legs, flipping your hair. Can't compete with that. You made Sandy crazy. And the whole time you were making my life hell. The A group was making your life hell. I didn't know.
You know what? I bet in high school everybody made somebody's life hell.
Mm-mm, not me. Never had the opportunity to make anyone's life hell.
You know what? I bet that's not true. You were really unpleasant. You think?
Oh. Yeah.
God.
Heather?
Oh, I'm off duty.
Since you never got around to it in high school, I was wondering if you could sign my yearbook. And, please don't tell me to fuck off because it really hurts my feelings.
Heather beams at Toby.
I hurt your feelings.
Yeah, all the time.
Tremendous! That's tremendous. Go get your stupid yearbook. I would be happy to sign it.
Okay, great. I'll be right back, okay?
Michelle? Huh? I think maybe we should leave. There is no way this reunion is gonna get any better.
Hey, everybody! Sandy Frank just landed in a helicopter!
Sandy Frank has a helicopter?
Yeah, apparently he's worth like millions. He invented some kind of special rubber or something.
Like for condoms?
Sandy's sleek chopper has landed across the red carpet. A door opens and a figure wearing black patent leather shoes with white wedge soles gets out and walks confidently down the carpet towards the double doors of the entrance. From behind, he looks to be wearing an expensive dark suit. He smooths back his neatly cut hair as he opens one of the doors and enters the building. He walks past people lining a corridor, then stops to look ahead into the reunion. He's wearing a smart vest and a neatly tied tie. Heather watches wide-eyed.
That's Sandy Frank? The hell was I thinking?
She turns away. Sandy walks on, scanning the crowd. Christy approaches him.
Sandy, hi. You look so rich. I mean, great.
He smiles impassively and walks on. Eyes fixed ahead, his expression suddenly brightens. He steps up to Michelle, standing with Romy.
Michelle, after all these years, you still take my breath away.
Thanks. So you must be like the most successful person in our entire graduating class.
Well, I guess that depends on how you define success. If to you, success means having a house in Aspen, one in Acapulco, a penthouse in New York, a mansion in Malibu, a 60-foot yacht, an 8-seat Windstar, a Bell Jet Ranger, a Bentley, a personal trainer, a full-time chef, a living masseuse, and a staff of 24, then yeah. I guess I am successful.
She gazes at him.
But no matter how much I accumulate, there's still one thing I just don't have.
Your own country?
He stares at her with dark puppy eyes.
I don't have you, Michelle. Will you dance with me?
She smiles.
Only if Romy can dance with us.
Sure.
Smiling and staring at Michelle intently, Sandy removes his jacket. The women remove their shoes. Slim, dark-haired Sandy nonchalantly throws his jacket aside, then offers his hand to Michelle and Romy, who place their joined hands in his palm. He places his free hand over theirs and draws them forward. He then turns, stands between them, and holds their hands. He proceeds towards the dance floor by propelling the women forward, then moving forward himself. He repeats the action. The crowd gather around to watch the threesome do a mock balletic routine. Sandy holds Romy by the waist and lifts her as she leaps across the floor. He dances around the women, raising his arms in the air in classical poses. The dancing trio joins hands and, using small rapid steps, move in a circle. Heather rolls her eyes and walks away. Sandy lets himself fall into Michelle's arms. She lowers him gently to the floor. Sandy lies on his back on the floor, then sticks his legs in the air and holds his hands out to the women, who join hands over him and spin round. Their finale sees Michelle on her knees, arms raised. Behind her, Sandy bends down and leans in close to hold her waist. Romy stands in a clumsy, dramatic position, leaning into them both. Romy to Michelle.
See, I told you it would pay off to go to those clubs every night.
In a corridor, Heather can't get her cigarette lighter to work.
Come on.
Cupped hands present a lit match. It's the black-clad cowboy.
Oh, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, what do you want?
You were right, I was a brain-dead redneck asshole. Although I never screwed a sheep or my sister.
Why not? Couldn't catch him?
Guess I deserve that. I was a jerk. I was so miserable in high school, I don't think I spoke more than two words the entire time. Just couldn't breathe there, you know? Plus, I had this really bad stutter. Listen, you want to go somewhere quiet? Somewhere where we can talk?
You want to talk to me?
Okay, cowboy, I don't know what your trip is, but if this is some kind of a sick game...
What? No.
If you fuck with me in any way, I will rip each and every appendage from your body, starting with your dick. Capiche?
Look, I just wanted to talk.
She stares up at him.
Okay. What the hell?
What is your name?
Clarence.
I like your hat, Clarence.
Thank you.
Pick up the pace.
Clarence is dark-haired and handsome. In the reunion, Sandy leaves the room holding Michelle and Romy's hands. They head out of the hotel through the double doors.
You wait here. I'll prep my chopper.
Okay. All right. Oh, my God. Somebody's puking in the bushes.
Ew.
A very disheveled Billy steps out of the bushes.
Hey. How you guys doing?
Billy?
Jabba?
The name is Romy.
Romy and Michelle. So, weren't you guys, like, totally in love with me in high school?
She was.
He wipes his wet mouth with his hand, checks about, then leans in a little to Romy.
You want to get a room?
But you're married.
To Christy.
Yeah, but you got children, and you're a successful real estate developer.
I do drywall for old man's construction company. And you know, this new kid, don't even know if he's mine. So, how about that room?
He lightly runs his index finger down her chest.
Okay. Why don't you go and get that room? Go and wash your face and take off all your clothes, and I'll be up there in 5 minutes.
All right. Your fantasy is gonna come true tonight.
He turns and strokes Michelle.
See you later.
Okay.
Michelle wipes her arm as Billy hurriedly staggers into the hotel.
Now he's gonna see what it feels like to wait.
Such a good one.
Ladies?
God, can you believe we're going home in a helicopter?
I know, it's so cool. I just wish everybody inside the reunion would come out to see us lift off.
Oh, thank you.
Sandy ushers Romy in, then takes Michelle by the hand and gazes at her.
Oh.
They kiss passionately.
Oh my God. I'm so glad you didn't bring your big notebook with you.
The wooden hotel doors burst open and the crowd spills out onto the red carpet to watch the chopper take off. Michelle and Romy wave to the crowd outside. Nearby, Christy searches a walkway. The draft from the chopper blows her dress up above her granny panties and pregnant belly. Romy and Michelle laugh as they watch Christy struggle to pull her dress down.
Oh my God, is that Heather? Go for it, Heather!
Heather and Clarence are making out. 6 months later, the name outside a boutique reads Romy and Michelle.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, enjoy your fashions.
Have a Romy and Michelle day.
That was a good one.
Thanks. I cannot believe how busy we've been.
I know. Hey, maybe we can pay back Sandy this week.
I think we're about like 2 years away from that.
Oh. Okay.
Heather trips as she comes out of a changing room smoking. She's wearing a feminine, strappy dress.
Heather, has anyone ever told you that smoking can kill you?
No, no one. Thank you.
Okay, but if you burn it, you bought it.
Like I give a shit. I look like an asshole.
What? Nuh-uh. You look totally cute.
This dress exacerbates the genetic betrayal that is my legacy.
Okay, I don't even know what you're talking about because of those words, but come here.
Michelle plucks her eyebrow.
Ow! God, that has been bugging me.
Stay away from my bikini area.
Okay.
I'm in a rush. Ring it up if you must.
Okay, let me have the tag, please. Thank you. Really do look cute.
Heather strutted off. Michelle waves her hands dismissively. Romy.
You know what?
Huh?
Despite that surly demeanor, I think we've just given her a big gift. Okay? I mean, to give someone like Heather Mooney the chance to express herself through fashion, it could have really changed her life.
Yeah. For me, though, it's like I've given birth to my own baby girl. You know, only she's like a big giant girl who smokes and says shit a lot. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's fold scarves.
Okay.
They put piles of scarves on the counter.
You know what, Michelle?
Huh?
I think you are like the funnest person I know.
Me too. With you.
They happily fold scarves as they gab. The screen fades to black. Yeah. Copyright 1997, Touchstone Pictures, all rights reserved. This picture was created by Walt Disney Pictures and Television for purposes of copyright law in the United Kingdom. Audio description by Deluxe with funding by Disney. Voice by Samantha Bayard. Distributed by Buena Vista Pictures Distribution. A blue bar crosses a black background and condenses into a circle. Touchstone Pictures. A golden light slides along the letters and flashes into a lightning bolt through the circle.